Two major teachers' unions have called on schools to rethink lockdown drills. The American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association say they do not recommend active shooter training for students. 95% of American public schools conduct some form of lockdown drill. For more, we're joined by Lily Eskelson-Garcia, president of the NEA. Welcome.
It's so nice to be here, and thank you for doing this important story.
Well, schools often expect these drills to make students safer. You say they can do more harm than good. Why?
They absolutely can. We want to keep our kids safe. That is why we're out there talking about keeping very dangerous weapons out of the hands of very dangerous people. But folks are desperate to do something, and what happens when you're not sure what that something is you just make stuff up. And what they've said is, hey, we do fire drills. Let's do active shooter drills. What could go wrong? If you talk to the National Association of School Psychologists, they will tell you these drills can cause trauma. They can trigger a psychological reaction that scares kids for a long, long time. You're saying someone is in our school and they're shooting up the school and they may come in and shoot you. And so run and hide. It really is something we have to rethink. Is it causing more trauma and stress in these kids than actually keeping them safe?
But then how do you prepare kids and teachers for an eventual shooting if one should happen? And as you know, they happen with regularity in this country.
Well, they actually don't happen with regularity in this country. So first, let's get the statistics right. About 150 tragedies of people have died in public schools since Columbine. That's for the last 20 years, 150 tragedies. The chances of winning the lottery are better than an active shooter in your school. So schools are still very safe places. But let's go back to your question. There are things that you can do. You do not have to traumatize kids. The adults in the school can be trained in how to have a lockdown. And that's what we believe should be happening right now.
Just train the adults.
Train the adults. You also, if you're going to have any kind of drill, and that includes with the adults, by the way, you announce it in advance. The school psychologists, the folks that are the mental health providers, actually have some good advice for us. So you announce the drills in advance. You do not scare people. And we want prevention, and that means that you start today. And that means that you are identifying if there are students who may need special help. Some of the tragedies, starting with Columbine, were the students in that school themselves. What are we doing to make sure that our kids know if they have stress, if they have mental health issues, that there's someone on site there to take care of them? And I can't say this enough. We need to do something to keep very dangerous weapons from being easily accessible to potentially dangerous people.
That is Lily Eskelson-Garcia, who is president of the National Education Association, which, along with the American Federation of Teachers, has said today that they do not recommend active shooter training for students. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.